Son of Herod. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what leaven does? When we use that word leaven, is that a foreign word to you? Do you know what it is?
Yeast.
Yeast, that's right. What does yeast do for the bread?
Raises it.
Raises the dough. What else? Just makes the dough bigger? Yeah. So what happens is the yeast dies and it releases carbon dioxide gas, which causes the bread to be more fluffy, more full, greater. It also makes it easier to eat, better tasting. Jesus is telling them to guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And then he begins to talk about what seems randomly, remember when I multiplied these loaves, remember when I multiplied these things, how much did you find afterwards? Well, see, there's the connection. There's the connection. He's saying, look, what do the Pharisees do? What do? They just make that same dough a little bit bigger. And where does it lead? It leads to paying attention to making sure you're paying tithes on these little cumin and these little things and making sure you give that and following all these rules and regulations. But in the end, their hearts are often far from God. He says, guard against the leaven of Herod. What is Herod's idea? Herod is the secular ruler. He thinks he's the Messiah. But really, he and the Sadducees are those who are in power, really don't care about the faith at all. They're basically living as atheistic Jews, like you see many Jews today. Just going about their day. That's why he was so easily giving into adultery, giving into murder, giving into tearing people down. Because all that mattered was this life. Didn't care about the next life. It says, guard against that. Yeah, they're able to make the bread bigger. But what does it end in? Not in greatness, not in fullness. He says, look, how many baskets did I give to you after you had eaten your fill? That's what I have to bring. Something which feeds you not just today, not something that just gets you through the moment, not something that makes you feel good afterwards, but something that can actually sustain your life. That's what our Lord wants us to focus on today. That's what happens in the Eucharist. That is what gives us life and sustenance as Catholics, brothers and sisters. And so when we come before our Lord today, let us ask him, Lord, let me abandon the ways that I've been living today. Let me let go of any sort of attachment to the rules and regulations that I think need to be followed, which keep me from loving my neighbor. Let me let go of those things which make me seek myself and forget about you. Let me really say amen when I receive you today, so that I may not just have the food enough for today, but enough to be able to share with those who I meet, who are feeling unloved, and to carry me through moments, maybe even later on this week, when I feel unloved. That's the leaven God wants us to have, the miraculous bread from heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.